Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply sting like a bee. Sting like a bee. Now, hopefully you've never been stung by a bee, but I can tell you something, my friends and neighbors, if you ever have, you will never forget it. The bee sting is unlike anything else we've ever experienced. And not only is the bee sting impressive, the bee itself is impressive. In fact, my friends, I would challenge and submit to you that if we take a few lessons from the bee, we could run better businesses. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this tiny little insect that contributes so much to our ecosystem can teach us some phenomenal things about growing our businesses, providing customer service like never before, and also building and maintaining strong and vibrant teams. Let's outline the characteristics of the bee in the STING acronym. That S reminds us that that bee is sharp. Remember, I asked you earlier if you've ever been stung by a bee. If you did, it felt like a tiny little sword went through your body because that bee sting was sharp. And we can take some lessons from the sharpness of a bee. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can be as sharp, meaning our speech is professional, our attire is impeccable, our answers are concise, and our goals are precise. Yes, my friends, we should all be as sharp as the bee, because the key areas that we can be sharp in, my friends, are in our levels of communication, our presentation, knowing our products and services, even in our grooming and attire. You'll be amazed at how much our attire can make a difference in impressing those that are thinking about doing business with us. I mean everything, my friends, from our nails to our hair, from our shoes to our clothes. If we're sharp in every aspect, then the package looks good enough for someone to say, I want to be connected to him or her. So my friends and neighbors, I challenge you, write down 3 areas where you could be sharper. Is your presentation sharp enough? Is your attire sharp enough? When you're communicating, are you communicating articulately? My friends and neighbors, I challenge us all to get sharper. Are your goals as sharp as they could be? When someone gives you an objection, how easily do you overcome it? Is that a smooth transition or is there a stutter or a stammer? Let's be sharper. That T in our STING acronym reminds us that bees also talk. In their own way, they talk. If I ask you what sound does a bee make, you're never going to mistake it. You know it's a buzz. There is a buzz surrounding bees. And when they travel together in swarms, the buzz is louder and louder and louder the closer they get. Well, if bees buzz, we should too. We should make noise. But what I mean by that, my friends, is we should constantly tell people what we do and why. Here is your challenge today. I challenge you to communicate with 5 people about what you do and why. These are people who don't currently know what you do. These are people who just may define you as one thing right now. I challenge you to communicate with them what you do and why. Tell your story, my friends and neighbors. Challenge those around you to do the exact same thing. See, there is a buzz around the bee. I don't just mean that you should rest on social media. No, actually talk to somebody. Connect with people. Open your mouth and say to them why it is you do what you do and what is it about what you do that's so special. I challenge you, my friends, that when conversations begin, then things start happening. Think about it. The old adage is that word of mouth is the greatest form of advertising. That's still true today. Think about how many ads you ignore on social media. If you're about to watch a video online and an ad pops up, you skip the ad almost every single time. There's not a way that they can get your attention in that ad. The word of mouth, on the other hand, if a friend picks up the phone and calls you or sends you a text message or an email endorsing a product or service, if someone says something to you about how a product made them feel, then all of a sudden you're interested in going out and trying it yourself. People have gone to restaurants based on word of mouth. Your favorite restaurant probably doesn't even have a commercial, but it became your favorite because you heard about it. So in order for us to become the favorite of those around us, we've got to communicate. Talking is essential. That I in our STING acronym reminds us that bees are insatiable. Insatiables is just a fancy word that means never satisfied. That's all it is. Bees are never satisfied. They're always working. They can never seem to produce enough. They seem to never slumber or sleep. Think of this statistic, this fact. In order to produce 1 pound of honey, 2 million flowers must be visited by bees. This means that a hive of bees must fly 55,000 miles to produce 1 pound of honey. Now, here's the kicker. One hive of bees can produce 60 to 100 pounds of honey in any given year. They're producing 60 to 100 pounds of honey every year. Imagine how much that means they have to fly. Imagine how many flowers they have to visit. Imagine that, my friends, that bees are visiting millions upon millions of flowers just to produce a few pounds of honey. They're insatiable. How would you rate your hunger, your drive, your desire? Do you do a great job and then at one point say, well, I've done enough for the day. I've done enough for the week. Some might even say they've done enough for the month. Sometimes people close a deal and they get so satisfied with the deal they've closed that it takes them to get in a bind to close another deal. My friends, we can't be that way. We must be like the bee. Insatiable, my friends, always working, recognizing that the opportunity is great and the challenge is even greater, but we're up to the challenge because we want to achieve all of those wonderful things that we have in our minds and in our hearts. Yes, my friend, that bee is insatiable. That N reminds us that the bee is also noticeable. What color is a bee? You can easily answer it. The bee's yellow and black. They travel in swarms. You recognize their hive. Everything about the bee is noticeable. You know a beehive when you see it. You know a swarm of bees when you see a swarm of bees. And if you're in a room and there's a grasshopper, an ant, a ladybug, and a bee, you're going to recognize all of them. They all have different characteristics, but you're only going to be intimidated by the bee because that bee is the only one that has the power to make you run away, as it were. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the same token, we should be noticeable. Our business card should be noticeable. Our website should be noticeable. Our social media pages should look better than anyone else. What are you doing to get noticed and, more importantly, to stay noticed? You notice the bee. No matter where you are, you notice that bee as soon as you see him. By the same token, my friends, people should notice that you're an entrepreneur. They should notice that you have a sales position. They should notice that you're offering cutting-edge products and services. They should notice this from the first moment they come in contact with anything that represents your personal brand. And last but not least, my friends, the G in our STING acronym. I didn't even think we were going to finish today. The G reminds us that the bee is good at what they do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is no substitute for being good at what you do. See, the bee's not only sharp, not only noticeable, not only has this insatiable desire. That's great. The bee's not only talking, but at the end of the day, the bee is good. Think about our ecosystem. There are certain vegetables that we wouldn't even have if it were not for the bee. Our entire ecosystem depends on bees. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because of the way they pollinate the plant and the way that they transport that pollen and the way that they spread this vegetation all over the land, if it were not for bees, there would be many vegetables that we never eat again because the bee is that good at what they do. Subtle and quiet. It's not like you see bees every day. Doesn't matter. They're good at what they do. You don't always hear them posting anything on social media. Doesn't matter. The bee is good at what they do. My friends, I challenge you to become better and better and better at what you do. We can all be like the bee. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. And I'm going to tell you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, never forget it. Whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.